In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Well, our gospel this morning is from St. Mark, and it's about the healing of the deaf and the dumb man. And so we're called to reflect on that and the various levels of interpretation we can give it. But the clue to the whole thing is found in that portion from the prophet Isaiah that we had when he says, "Behold, your God will come and save you, and the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped." That is the clue to understanding today's gospel. It's all about the dawning of the kingdom of God. Because in Jesus there was wholeness coming into the world, healing, forgiving, reconciling. The kingdom of God had dawned in Jesus, but it will not have its consummation until the second coming of our Lord. So we're blessed, I don't know, maybe condemned, to live between the first coming and the second coming in what I call the meantime. And so our job is to grow in our knowledge and love of the Lord using our time so that we might hear His word and we might accept His grace in humility to hear it and receive it, and then with boldness share it, these insights and blessings we have been given, with any and with all. Because that is our commission as Christians, to have humility and boldness to receive God's grace and then to proclaim it to any and to all. The healing of the deaf and the dumb man. These healing miracles of our Lord were never intended to be dramatic and sensational examples of His power. In the gospel for this morning, and indeed throughout Mark's gospel, the healing miracles are always accompanied by Jesus' stern admonition. Keep it quiet. Don't tell anyone. This is between you and God. So they were not intended to be so much examples of the divine power as they were intended to be examples of the divine compassion. The mercy and the care of Jesus for the suffering and the lost, for the poor and wretched of this world. And of that there can be no doubt. So these miracles showed they should not be seen as ends in themselves, just examples of His divine power. They always point beyond themselves to teach us something of the nature of God. Because whenever He was healing, He was teaching. And whenever He was teaching, He was healing. And so He presents all this richness to us, and He shows us what our response to it ought to be. They serve to teach us something, not just amaze us or disturb us, Today's healing occurs at a pivotal juncture in our Lord's ministry. Its place in his earthly ministry is important, and the healing itself serves to make an important point about what is happening, not to the man so much, but to the disciples. As they mature in their faith, because up until now they have been unable to understand what he was teaching, it was a mystery to them. It confused them. It disturbed them. What he was teaching about himself and the nature of God. And so they were deaf to his word. They have been deaf to his word. And as a result, they have been unable to make any confession of faith in him. Unable to do or to say anything on their own to further the kingdom of God, because it's all about the dawning of the kingdom of God. Because up until now, they have been sort of like tentative, confused students, baffled by their teacher. But there is a progression here. And if we read St. Mark's Gospel through, we can see it developing around this time, the healing of the deaf and the dumb man. Because the disciples begin to grasp something of what the nature and purpose of their Lord is all about. And it finally begins to dawn on them who he really is. And right after this, they walk through the city of Caesarea Philippi, and this gradual awareness would become more and more pronounced. So the stage is set for St. Peter to make his dramatic confession of Jesus as the Messiah. So we see the disciples, not the man, but the disciples' ears being opened and their tongues loosed so that they are able, through their spokesman, St. Peter, to confess their faith in Jesus. You are the Messiah. So the healing of the deaf and dumb man is not an isolated incident, just showing the power of Jesus, but it is a significant turning point in the ministry of those disciples. In a sense, this is what I love about this whole episode. In a sense, they too are healed, in that they learn something more of the nature of God and they are enabled to confess it. So they are able to hear the word as if for the first time. And they are able to confess publicly that Jesus is the Messiah. And as St. Mark reminds us, all that he does well. He even makes the deaf hear and the dumb speak. So what does all this have to do with us? It gives us hope because we see the compassion of God for the suffering and lost of this world, for those hurt by life, in body or mind or spirit. And it gives us hope that God will not leave us in all our confusion concerning his will and his nature. Because if these obtuse disciples can be led out of their stubbornness and ignorance and self-absorption, perhaps so can we. Perhaps we too can mature in our faith so that we can move beyond from just receiving grace, but to be enabled by sharing it with any and with all. Because that's why we're here, to worship, adore, praise, and enjoy God forever, beginning now, and then to share these blessings with those who know not the Lord Christ or love him not. So this way of Christ is a blessing, it's a challenge, but the thing about it is true. And with the demands it makes upon us, and the blessings it gives us, this is the way of life worth living. So if we are humble enough to hear the word, and if we are bold enough to share it, then we are true to our reason for being. So this is a rich way of life that we have been given, a way that can even make the deaf hear and the dumb speak. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.